Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. We saw previously that there was a disagreement between the Chachamim and between Rabbi Elazar, that's in Mishnah Beis and Mishnah 2, that according to Rabbi Elazar, a Mavoi Sathum, an alleyway that is only open on one end but has a dead end at the other end, needs to have a lechi from either side. A lechi is a vertical pole, one on either side of the entrance. And according to the Chachamim, all you need is one lechi, one vertical pole, and that is sufficient. So how long, regardless, whether you learn the Chacham, Rabbi Elazar, how tall do they have to be? Says the Mishnah, Givan Asara Tvachim. They have to be at least 10 Tvachim high, approximately 30 inches high. Now that's even if the wall is much higher than that, but as long as there is a special additional lechi there, that's sufficient. The Rabban Ba'avyan, and the width, and the density, the thickness of these poles, Kol Shehu, could even be a drop. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, Rachman Shlosha Tvachim, that they have to be at least 3 Tvachim wide, approximately 9 inches wide. Let's see Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah 7. Says the Mishnah, Bekol Osin L'Chayayin, one can use any type of fabric, any type of object, to make a lechi, a vertical pole. Says the Mishnah, Filu B'davar Shiesh Bo Ruach Chayim, even something that's alive. So a person could tie an animal, for example, to the side of a mavoi, and make it stationary over there, and then they can use that as a lechi, and the people in the mavoi could carry. Rabbi Yossi, sir. And Rabbi Yossi says that is prohibited, because he says, what happens if the animal dies, the animal collapses, then you don't have the 10 tefachim tall, and people will continue to carry in the mavoi, even though there is no lechi at the entrance. Additionally, says the Mishnah, umetame mishum golo. Similarly, if a person uses a live animal or something as a golel, it would become tame. What's a golel? So the Torah teaches us that a golel or a dofek, a golel is a covering over a grave, and a dofek is the object that the covering leans upon. So let's say you have a covering of a grave and it's on a little frame. The frame is called a dofek. Now the Mishnah says that if, let's say, a person used an animal or something to be a golel, to cover a kever, to cover a grave, it's tied and stationary and it's over there, the halacha is that we view it as if it's the golel. And the law is that if a person touches a golel, they become tame, they become spiritually pure for 7 days. Says the Mishnah, that's even with an animal. Rameir mitar. Meir says it's tar, there is no such thing, because he says that if it's a living thing, it's not considered like a mechitza, it's not considered like a covering, and therefore one would not become tame if touching it. Concludes the Mishnah with one more similar argument. Bekosvin alav gitei nashim. According to the opinion of the Chachamim, it's permissible for a person to write a get on a live animal. So, for example, a person who engraves the words of a get, of a divorce bill, on the horn of a cow or something like that, and he gives the person the whole cow, gives the woman the whole cow, then the halacha is that it would be a good get, it would be a valid divorce. It's an interesting way of divorcing one's wife, and if you do that, she may have a cow. Rabbi Yossi says that a get that's written on an animal is possible, because the Torah says, because I have a sefer krisus, you have to write for her a sefer, a document, a book of krisus, of severance, and he says that writing on a cow is not considered a sefer, and therefore it would not be a valid get, and he would have to write a different get if he wants to divorce his wife. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.